Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
If you've been in and around the woods and thickets across the state over the past few weeks, a couple of interesting vines may have caught your attention. Neither species is well known, but nonetheless, they put on an interesting show this time of year. Bittersweet is a woody vine that can grow at a considerable height. It's occasionally observed twining up trees in woods and thickets across the state. Bittersweet has separate male and female plants. The plants likely go unnoticed in amongst the other foliage during the summer months, but come fall, the bright orange fruits of the female vines often become quite conspicuous. Bittersweet can be easily overlooked during the summer months. However, during September and October, the leaves of bittersweet are often a pale yellow and perhaps a vertical and/or cascading orientation. And it's the female plants this time of year that produce bright orange-yellow fruits about 1/2 inch in diameter. When mature, they split open in 4 orange segments, revealing a bright red seed, actually several seeds. They're really quite attractive, and as a result, are often used in fall arrangements. Virgin's Bower, or Devil's Darning Needle, also produces separate male and female plants. It's a somewhat woody climbing vine that can grow to 15 feet or so. The leaves are opposite and compound, with 3 coarsely toothed leaflets. Like bittersweet, it's the female vines that catch our attention this time of year. The fruits of Virgin's Bower are not showy in the traditional sense. The fruits, actually achenes, are produced in dense heads, which includes an array of silky thread-like material, actually the styles, 1 inch or 2 long. Visualize a rather loose bundle of young corn silk. These bundles of fruits are often quite eye-catching, and depending upon how the plant has grown up the tree or shrub, it may have a look of definitely vertical or cascading appearance. The interesting texture, form, and contrast to the background can be very attractive even during the winter months. As such, it's occasionally used as an ornamental. So be on the lookout for these interesting vines this fall. I've put links to more information on these plants, including photographs, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.